Welcome to Theory of Pets. I'm a passionate pet owner with a drive to help others like me uncover the truth about the pet industry and what goes on behind the scenes. Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in for another episode of Theory of Pets. Today I'm talking about dock diving, and if you have not checked out dock diving, do a quick YouTube search and check out some videos. This is an amazing sport. I could watch dogs dock dive all day long. I actually stumbled onto the sport with the help of our Labrador, Sadie. My family has a camp on the water, and in the summertime, we spend a lot of time up there. Sadie loves the water. She's a big swimmer. She likes to ride with us on our kayaks. She loves to ride on a boat. When we're on the boat, if our kids are there and they're jumping off into the water, Sadie a lot of times will jump off the boat into the water with them. And a couple of summers ago, she actually started jumping off the dock after our kids. And our kids would run and jump in, she would follow behind them. So I started just throwing a toy for her off the end of the dock, and she would jump for it, swim out to get it, and retrieve it. She loves it. It's become one of our favorite things to do in the summertime for both me and her. It's a lot of fun for both of us. So I started researching more on dock diving and kind of getting into the sport more, watching it more as far as competitions go. And it's really quite interesting. So if you're new to the sport, like I said, a quick Google search or a YouTube search will bring up tons of awesome videos. So you can check those out and get a little more detail about what it's all about. Today I was able to speak with Kristen Cooper, who has been involved in dock diving with her dogs on many different levels, from the training aspect of it to competing herself and also to judging those competitions. So I was really excited to talk to her and get some firsthand information for anybody that's interested in competing with their dog. I have to say this is more for my benefit, I think, going into it. But once I started talking to Kristen, I realized it would make a really great podcast episode because I feel like she is a wealth of knowledge and can really share a lot with owners that are thinking about it. If you're new to dock diving, if you're a beginner, if you haven't even started it yet, but you think it's something that your dog would really enjoy and something that you might like to do as well, or you know, if you've been doing it now for a couple of years, like Sadie and I, and you just want to delve a little bit deeper into the sport, Kristen talks about all of those different aspects of it from a firsthand point of view. Thanks so much for being here today, Kristen. I'm thrilled that you're here to talk to our listeners. Just so everybody can get to know you a little bit, can you give us a little bit of information about your background and how you got started in dock diving?
I like to say that my journey in the sport started in April of 2013. I had some experience prior to that, but in April of 2013 is when I woke up early in the morning and drove 4 hours to Virginia Beach to attend a local club's orientation with my then 2-year-old Nova Scotia duck tolling retriever named Chief. And he and I just had a blast. He really took to the sport. He jumped right off the dock. And at the time, one of the club members that was volunteering was like, you know, this could be a good junior jumping dog. And, you know, there's obviously divisions in the sport. And so I was like, wow, this is really great. And, you know, he had a lot of fun, and he passed out on the car ride home, and I thought, wow, this is, you know, maybe a good opportunity to get some of his energy out, being a pretty high drive dog. And from that point forward, we actually competed in our first event with that organization. I believe it was 2 weeks later, and we've been doing it ever since, competing with multiple organizations. I've served on a board of directors for actually that club that originally did the orientation, then subsequently leading numerous orientations, and have done a significant amount of volunteering, as well as serving as a judge for two of the larger organizations in the sport. So I now have a second Nova Scotia duck tolling retriever, Lula, that I've also trained and can compete in the sport with as well. But it's been quite the ride, and it's definitely the sport that she, for sure, we compete in a lot, is the most exciting and sort of passionate about. So it's exciting to see him on the dock. That's sort of his element, and I love to be up there with him.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think that's something that we all, you know, enjoy doing is finding something that you like and your dog likes and you can just have fun together. It definitely helps that bond between the two of you.
Absolutely.
So there are different disciplines in dock diving. I think everybody, when they hear dock diving, kind of traditionally thinks of the, you know, the distance of jumping off the dock. But there are some different disciplines. Can you talk about those?
Yeah, so, you know, I guess the first thing is there's several organizations in dock diving, and so certainly each organization kind of has, you know, their own variety or their own flavor with regards to discipline. Each of them, you know, as you mentioned, has the sort of distance jumping. I mean, that's kind of what you generally think about, and that's the discipline that, you know, primarily everybody sort of kind of gets in and starts and competes in, and then the other ones sort of come, you know, maybe after you've done that for a while or your dog gets a little bit more confident on the dock. So some of those, again, kind of varying by organization, but there is one organization that does extreme vertical, which is what I would sort of classify as kind of the high jump, if you want to put it in track and field terms, where a dog jumps up for a suspended bumper, and the discipline is actually where the bumper increases in height. So, you know, each successful grab, the dog then goes and attempts a jump where the bumper is kind of then hung from a higher point. Extreme vertical, or excuse me, that's extreme vertical air retrieve. A similar concept with a suspended bumper, except for it actually stays a consistent height but moves further out over the pool. So it's still sort of getting that element of grabbing a suspended bumper, but the toy itself is moved further and further out, but stays sort of 4 feet above the water consistently. Another organization has a discipline called Catch It, which is a really fun one. Where you, as the handler and the dog, are rewarded and sort of get points based on your dog actually catching the toy that's thrown from the dock by the handler and caught by the dog in the air. And so that's kind of a fun and challenging one, kind of a risk-reward type of discipline. And then there's several organizations that have some sort of speed game when the dog goes out, you know, and gets a bumper out of the pool, sort of towards the end of the pool, and is timed in kind of a variety of ways depending on the organization. But certainly there's a lot of variety outside of just kind of the distance jumping, which is really what, like you said, people think of, and that's what gets people hooked. And then others are like, well, let's try some other disciplines depending on, you know, the ability level of your dog. And some organizations actually sort of combine that. You can sort of compete in each one for other sort of types of competitions and titles.
Wow, there's a lot more to it than, you know, most people think, for sure.
Right, absolutely.
And do you have tips for pet owners that would like to start competing in dock diving with their pup?
Yeah, so one of the things we always say when we're leading orientation or when I'm sort of helping new folks on the dock, which I love doing, I think that's been incredibly rewarding to see kind of dogs go from, you know, just getting up to land and barely getting in the water to then whole time jumping off of the dock and sort of making that leap literally. The dog has to have some level of toy drive. You know, we say the dog has to want that toy bad enough that the dog is willing to sort of make this jump. And especially when you're jumping in clear water, it looks a little bit different from a dog's perspective. It looks a little bit further down than maybe what we would sort of see it as or what it actually is. And so they have to want something kind of bad enough to do it. And so toy drive, kind of building up that toy drive, finding a toy, a ball, a bumper, you know, something that dog gets really excited about and really amps them up about so that they're willing to make that leap. And then ultimately the dog is going to want to get in the water. And so, you know, you can have toy drive all you want, but if the dog does not like water, it is not, you know, not really interested and not asking really hard for you to transition the dog to jump off of a dock. So those are sort of the two things, you know, I always say, finding that toy and then introducing the dog to water early on. You know, I started actually with Chief. He actually didn't swim for the first year of his life, which was a little bit sad and frustrating for me. I thought I would never get him to swim. And then ultimately, I sort of started him in a baby pool, and I found a ball that would sink, so he'd sort of have to stick his head down in the pool, and and to grab the ball if he chose to. And I sort of started there and kind of worked the way up to get him a little bit more confident in the water. So I would say, you know, those are kind of the two things. And then really just being patient. You know, some dogs take to me and are naturals, and, you know, all of a sudden, like, we get an irritation. And, you know, we go from the dog doing a distance jump to a dog actually trying another discipline because it excels so quickly. Two dogs coming out 2, 3, 4 times before we're actually able to get them off of the dock. My female, Lula, that I compete with now, you know, she just turned 4, and when I started her out at about 2 years old, it took me several times on the dock to really get her off the dock, and she was used to water and finding water, but to transition her actually being able to jump off took some time. And so I think being patient, you know, if you get frustrated, especially when you see other dogs kind of doing it, so being patient and understanding your dog and being able to read their body language to know what they're comfortable with. You know, we can quickly tell when a dog comes down even to their ramp and we're trying to introduce them to the water. And whether or not they even feel comfortable putting 2 feet or 2 paws in the water, let alone, you know, going full-fledged swimming or jumping off the dock ultimately. So I'd say being patient, but ultimately building up that toy drive and getting them comfortable in the water are going to be the big things. And then at the end of the day, once that is finding a local club or a facility in the area that you can go to. The only thing that I love about the sport since I've been involved in, again, one of the things that I like to do is to help new folks in the sport, is to find people that are, you know, will come out and meet up with you and spend some time with you and your dog to help you kind of transition off the dock. But a lot of clubs do practices and trainings and orientations. And some actual function events have time where beginners can also try it out with the help of the staff there, kind of helping getting the dog acclimated to the sport.
Absolutely. Now, those are great tips. And if somebody, let's say they are interested in beginning to compete, do they have to select one of those disciplines you talked about, or could they compete in multiple if they're interested?
Yeah, you can compete in, you know, however many disciplines you think your dog is capable of doing. You can compete in, you know, multiple organizations, you know, and kind of find each organization has its kind of pros and cons. And, you know, I think competitors kind of can determine what style is sort of best suited what they're looking for, you know, based on their kind of structures and rules and things like that, as well as disciplines, because, you know, some organizations have different disciplines than others. And so I would, you know, try them all out, see what is best for you and what's best for your dog. You know, but there are a lot of disciplines, and I think that's when it gets kind of fun, when you get to try different disciplines and, you know, what you feel has kind of gotten to the point where your dog has sort of plateaued or gotten to the best where they can potentially with the distance jumping. That may be a good opportunity then to kind of add on another discipline to challenge them a little bit more and challenge you and, you know, continue to work on your teamwork together.
Yeah, absolutely. That's for sure. I mean, if you don't have that stuff down, obviously, you know, you're going to want to take it slow to get going at least.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's, you know, that's a good thing, is make sure that you've got the foundation, which is obviously going to be the distance jumping, before you start adding in other disciplines, because you don't want to confuse the dog while the dog is building confidence. And like you said, some dogs can sort of quickly progress through the stages. Some maybe take some more time. For instance, my female Lula, again, I can do distance jumping with her all day, but I've yet to be able to transition her to doing any other disciplines because she doesn't necessarily follow the toy in the air, even through a distance jump, whereas Chief, he actually goes after the toy and catches the toy in the air when I throw it, so it's easy for me to transition into some of the other disciplines that require kind of a different level of attention going off of the dock.
And you've served as a judge as well, you mentioned, for different dock diving competitions. What are judges looking for if somebody's getting started and they're a little bit nervous? What are they looking for? And can you share any tips from a judge's point of view?
Yeah, obviously a judge is going to judge the scores based on what they see. So, you know, depending on the organization, most organizations judge by where the the base of the tail sort of hits the water is kind of the judging point, and the distance is kind of given from that point forward. Other disciplines sort of have different kind of judging perspectives, but obviously being the primary discipline in distance jumping, that's what the judge is looking for, and how the score is received for a manual judge. I would say, you know, other than that, in terms of folks being nervous, would be to take your time. There is a time limit on the dock for most organizations, but it's a good enough time where you don't have to feel rushed, and I know sometimes that's easier said than done. But the judge should cue you if you are, getting a little on time or something like that. So, you know, my recommendation, you know, the judge would be to focus on what you're trying to do with the dog, and let the judge kind of communicate to you, you know, when you maybe need to expedite the process a little bit or whatnot. And you've asked those questions. I mean, again, it kind of depends on the organization in terms of the rules and things like that, but the judges are usually either volunteers or, you know, paid by the organization used to come work kind of at a specific event or something like that. And generally, the judges are also competitors. So we know what it's like to be up there. I would say ask the questions, you know, find other staff members to ask questions to if you're nervous. And also just kind of know what the rules are. If you have a question about the rules, certainly there's folks on site that can help you with those, what the interpretation of the rules may be, so that you're not confused when, you know, you get up there in terms of what you can do, you can't do, how many toys you can take up on the dock, how much time you have, things like that.
That's a great tip, and especially for people that may be a little nervous. Of course, I'm sure it's nerve-wracking in the beginning, you know, when you're not used to being judged. So that's great that to know that a lot of the judges have performed before and they know where you're coming from.
Right, absolutely. And you always say, well, we're people too, right? So, you know, I think one of the things I really enjoy about the sport is people really cheer each other on. And so, you know, if you have a dog that's trying to get off the dock and, you know, you're starting to kind of run down on time, I mean, you'll see kind of all of the competitors kind of run up to the pool and start splashing and try to cheer the dog on, and, you know, getting the dog really excited to try to get them to jump. And, you know, depending on the organization, sometimes the judge is also the announcer. And so, you know, they'll be sort of cheering you on in addition to judging the scores. I mean, we want all dogs to be successful, and we want the competitors, you know, in terms of the handlers and the kids to have to be fine as well. But at the end of the day, we want the dogs to jump off the dock, and, you know, they don't know how far they're jumping or not. They just know that they jumped off the dock, and that's cool to them, you know. The judging part, I would say, is really more for us than them. So that's the big kind of takeaway or reminder, I would say, from the judge's perspective, is sometimes as a handler, you expect a certain score, you're looking for a certain score, you're wanting a certain score. And I think it's all about perspective. But the main point is that your dog is having a good time and that your dog isn't stressed and your dog's having fun. And usually that means your dog's jumping off the dock. And, you know, that could be 2 feet or that could be 22 feet. All they know is they got in the pool and they got to swim and they had fun with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, you know, for our dogs especially, you know, they are happy when we're happy. So if you're happy, whether they do what, you know, a judge thinks is great or whether they just do something that you think is great, you know, they're going to be happy if you're happy.
You're absolutely right. And let's say, got a quote-unquote bad jump and you're kind of upset and, you know, the dog is swimming back to the ramp like, hey, look what I did. And, you know, they can sense certainly from your nonverbal or your body language that you're not having a good time, or you're upset, or you're frustrated, and that's not fair to them. Because usually it's the handler's fault anyways, right?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
At the end of the day, it's about having fun with your dog.
Absolutely, for sure. And if you could leave our listeners with one thing to remember about this sport, what would it be?
So I was thinking about this, and geez, there's so many. I would say, again, like I said, it is just a fun sport, and to remember that, you know, keep the perspective. I think being competing in any sort of sport, dog sport, any, you know, human sport, anything, sometimes you get a competitive and you lose sight of really what you're doing there and the purpose. And you know, at the end of the day, you're taking home the number one dog. You've got a blue ribbon in your dog that you get to take home with you. And So I'd say to keep that perspective, you know, in times of competition. But overall, you know, I think the cool thing about the sport is the variety. I mean, there are a lot of disciplines. And overall, it's just a really great way to exercise and get some sort of release for your dog. The sport has a ton of high-drive dogs. I mean, just dogs that are generally working dogs and sporting dogs and, you know, just generally are very, very high-drive. And you go out for a weekend of an event, and your dog is, you know, becomes a couch potato for the next 3-4 days until they recover. So that's kind of a nice bonus. but it's nice, you know, for them to have a job and for them to be having fun and ultimately, you know, just be on the dock and having fun with you.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's, I think you pointed out two things. One, no matter what you're doing with your dog, any sport or you're competing or just, you know, having fun in the backyard, it's always about having fun and just, you know, being patient, enjoying the time that you spend with your dog. And two, the other thing that really sticks out to me the most about dock diving is the versatility and the different disciplines, the different challenges. A lot of other sports are, you know, there's ways to kind of tweak them and make them more difficult, less difficult, but it's kind of very similar stuff. So, you know, for owners that are up for that extra challenge or dogs that maybe could benefit from that challenge, you know, I think that's important to point out too.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. It is a lot of fun, and it does, you know, every event is different. And again, if you work through some different disciplines and if you really want to challenge yourself, and there's obviously a lot of different techniques, even if your dog is just going to be a distance jumping dog, and that's perfectly fine. You know, I look at, again, with Lula, I mean, she's fortunately able to compete in a lot of different disciplines. For Lula, my perspective is a little bit different, and I have, you know, so much fun with her on the dock because there, A, aren't a lot of expectations. It's just exciting for me to be up there with her and for her to go off the dock. But, you know, it's also about how I can maximize even that little bit of a potential. I mean, we're always trying to sort of maximize their potential and trying to figure out what's going to be the best for each dog. And that's kind of a cool, too, when you're handling multiple dogs is really determining the best way that you can motivate each one. Chief and Lula are vastly different. I work with the two of them vastly differently on the dock, and my expectations are different. How I handle them are differently on the dock, are different on the dock. And, you know, I think that provides a kind of a different level of challenge, which also is also fun for me as a handler. To try to figure out the best way to maximize each of their potential and role, and that's not going to be the same for both of them.
My thanks to Kristen Cooper for coming on and speaking with us today. She shared some great information on dock diving. Again, you know, whether you are just thinking about getting into the sport, you're a beginner like I am, or you're somebody that has been doing it with your dog for fun and you're looking to take it a step further by joining some competitions. You know, it's a really great sport for handlers and their pets, and it's something that, you know, certainly with some time and some patience and training, most dogs can do well in competitions. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. If I can't answer them for you, I will reach out to Kristen and see if we can get those answered. And I appreciate you guys listening. If you would take just a minute to leave me a quick review when I reach out to people like Kristen, it's important that I'm able to show them that you guys are out there and you're listening and enjoying the podcast. So if you could just take a second to leave a quick review, I would really appreciate it. I will be back with another hot topic from the pet industry next time.